Persil sorgt schon seit 1907 für tiefenreine Wäsche, auch bei den Johnsons, oder Anna?
Das stimmt. Sogar meine Oma hat schon mit Persil gewaschen.
Und als Dankeschön für über 100 Jahre Vertrauen gibt's jetzt bis zu 15 Euro Rabatt auf unser Bestes.
Das mit der roten Schleife.
Genau, made in Germany. Mehr Infos auf unserbestes.persil.de.
Wenn es tiefenrein ist, ist es Persil.
Wieder kein Netz, um deinen Lieblingspodcast von unterwegs zu hören? Zeit für ein Update deines Mobilfunkvertrags mit Edeka Smart. Top-Empfang im besten Telekom-Mobilfunknetz mit 5G. Ob SIM oder eSIM, nimm deine Rufnummer einfach mit und kassier 10 Euro Startguthaben. Null Stress, volle Flexibilität bei kompletter Kostenkontrolle. Als Bonus gibt's monatlich ein Edeka-Treue-Goodie, quasi das Ü-Ei für Erwachsene. Infos auf edeka-smart.de. Jetzt wechseln für weniger Funklöcher und mehr Lieblingspodcast.
Everybody, there's a new intro for you. How'd you like them apples?
Yeah, remixed by David Guetta.
What it is.
Not remixed by David Guetta.
No, it's remixed by me.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Shorter. You asked for it. You got it.
The levels are right. I like it.
Yeah. We're those conspiracy guys.
We are those conspiracy guys.
I'm Gordon.
I'm Paul.
And as you can possibly hear by the amazing sound quality that we've upped our game here over at TCG Towers.
We have all new microphones.
Yeah, don't they
sound
awesome?
Shiny, heavy, powerful.
Yeah, I mean, it's like we're right in here.
Right on the baseline.
Right down there. Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, our new mics are really nice, Paul. I'm liking them.
I'm very happy with them, yeah.
Our fans are going to love them coming into season 3, which is Hopefully. What we're here to talk to you about.
Yeah, this is our State of the Union address.
Yes, our thank you for being with us and all the thousands of you that are there listening to us every fortnight.
Yeah.
Sending us all the love on social media and all, we're feeling it, man. My heart is growing, not only from all the duck fat that I eat, but also from the love that you give.
Those potatoes are delicious.
Mm.
It's season 2 has finished. We hope you all enjoyed it. It was blood, sweat, and tears filled. And,
you're welcome.
A lot of scary shit, as per usual. But
the way we did it though. So for this episode, basically, what we're going to be talking to you about is what we're going to be doing over the next. Maybe 7-8 months into season 3.
Hmm.
We're going to be talking about how season 2 came about and what happened. And a few little extra bits of news. And kind of, it's not going to be a very long episode. I mean, you could see for the time when you went to download it, it's not going to be that
long.
It's
going to blow your mind, yeah.
So it's just a little mini-sode before we get into the real
shit
of season 3, you know.
Yeah, the muck and the mire.
Yeah, we're going to be releasing a Halloween episode.
Yeah, exciting.
It's going to be coming out on the 30th, right in time for Halloween.
Yeah, so you can get a good spook on.
And we're going to talk about season 2. I mean,
when
we went to record season 2.
Yes.
Paul, you were about to fly away to Brazil for a number of months.
I was debunking.
Yeah.
From the country.
He was out.
I was fed up with this water business. I just said, you know what? I'm going where the water's free. And then I got to Brazil and you can't drink the water over there.
No, that's why it's free.
You have to pay for all the water. Like it's crazy. They pay for water.
And you were there for a few months and you came back midsummer.
Yeah. I came back after. So like everything you heard was pre-recorded before. That's why this sounds different.
Yeah.
It should be obvious to you by now. Everything was pre-recorded, and what you heard was a hell of a lot of work squeezed into a very small period of time.
Yeah, about 2 months we did, researched and recorded all of those episodes.
That you've been listening to for the last few months. That's what you've been listening to. This is essentially live now, what you're hearing. This is us again.
In real time.
Now, yes.
Like mid-October.
October, it's beautiful October. Well, not so beautiful.
But. You know, it's nice to be able to record your shows week by week.
Yeah.
But we're a little bit busy.
Yeah.
We're a little bit worky, a little bit kind of tight.
If we could meet up like every day
to record, that would be
pretty cool.
We'd totally be doing that.
Yeah, we would.
So, you know, that's what season 2 was, and that's the reason why we weren't able to keep up like current affairs or people on social media and stuff that are naming names and saying stuff. We weren't able to reply to you straight away.
Yeah, we were falling behind on everything.
What we decided for season 3 and over the summer, since Paul's been back, we've been working with beavering away at our TCG
that exact
mission model. Statement.
Yeah,
and we've come up with a few revelations that are going to change. Now, we've been talking about this on Facebook, Twitter. We put up a post on the website and stuff, but we've realized that there's a lot of you out there that don't have any part of any of that shit.
Yes, a lot of people that don't get involved with us or haven't communicated with us
yet.
Yeah,
like, it's not that you don't do that. It's just that you don't do that with us. And we're a podcast episode that flies into your podcast inbox on whatever app you use.
Yeah.
And according to our statistics, it's mostly iOS users. So well done, iPhone kids.
Yeah, all of you fancy Mac users and whatnot.
And web browsers. So there's a lot of people sitting in front of computers or having computers playing in the background with our silky voices. So hopefully these microphones make your speakers sound a little bit better. It's not like you're listening to us in a tin shed.
Yeah, it's just more enjoyable for you to hear us in this format.
Yeah.
I'm hoping this sounds better. God damn it, this sounds worse. It's
better
gonna be,
sound better. Shit.
Sound like fucking idiots.
Give me my money back.
Yeah, we'll be fine. We'll be fine.
So in our
in the intervening
wet
period,
dreams of you know, podcast glory, we decided that we're gonna expand a little bit. We're gonna keep going with the bi-monthly episodes.
Yeah, as best we can. It seems like we want to be realistic about how many we can get out and to not have like random output. So once every 2 weeks.
Yeah, on a Friday.
We can do that. Like,
as we've been doing.
For the amount of like researching and everything, that's okay for... We're confident we're not going to fuck that up.
Yeah, but what
kablam.
Yeah, what we've decided to do as well, in a kind of a short-term kind of a thing, is start a YouTube channel.
Yes.
So we were writing articles and putting our sources from the website. A lot of people were kind of mailing in going, hey, you say in your episodes you're going to put a thing up on the website and then you didn't put it up. What's the crack? I was like... The crack is, we ain't got no time, son.
Things we ran out of time heavy. Like, you may notice that Eamon's not sitting here right now and talking to you.
Yeah.
Eamon, unfortunately, or fortunately...
Fortunately for him,
Eamon got a promotion in work. Yeah. Eamon stepped up and had, like, less time to spend recording. And so
and
was, like...
researching. And watching all these documentaries and writing all these
was
articles.
Was having his heart broken and torn in two. And
also having a relationship and also sleeping.
Which was putting his heart back together and filling it with love. Yes.
There's a lot of stuff goes into
only
it.
Only I am dead inside. I keep forgetting the scenes, that.
And we keep on getting compliments like, hey, you guys are, like, really well-researched. And so I was like, thanks. You know, I'm glad that's appreciated because
I'm really happy that people that comes across because I'd hate to think we're doing it for nothing.
Yeah, but I mean, it shows in the show, I guess. Yeah, and I'm glad that people are noticing and complimenting on us because, you know, a girl likes to be complimented.
That's true. Yeah,
you know.
So the bad story is Eamon's
gonsies. He's
gonna be back. He's gonna be back every couple of episodes, but he can't commit to doing every episode.
Yeah, we have him in for a certain set of episodes of his choosing for season 3. We also have a whole host of awesome Irish comedians that are friends of mine from my old stand-up comedy days.
To compensate for this loss, we realize we need that extra punch, so we're going to bring in these people to
come in and have a natter
and hopefully improve the crack and do their homework and everything should be that little bit more exciting.
In the twilight of season 2, there was a few episodes where it was just me and Paul holding hands across the table as the sun came up.
Like 4 o'clock in the morning.
As the sun came up over the horizon.
Yeah.
And we just milled through, like...
A lot of scary
Zechariah Sitchin episode and stuff like that. Like, you know, heavy amounts of information. And it was like counselling, actually.
I spent a lot of time in Brazil having to deal with then all of this information that I'd taken in. And then just got on the plane and flew away.
Do you think that Charlie Manson deserves to be in jail? I don't know. Like, it was emotional, man.
I'm like crawling through the jungle, taking ayahuasca, thinking, oh man, like maybe this is Nibiru.
Yeah,
maybe it's the other way around.
If we evolved from monkeys, then why are there still monkeys? Like
why
that
are
kind
the
of
monkeys
yeah.
Still?
It's hard. No, it's hard. It is tough to deal with. But and it's tough to do. So, you know, we're tough motherfuckers. Like, we're researching hard.
It was fun. But now it's on to bigger and better things. Hopefully. Exactly. What we're looking at doing season
3. We're
going
to make a YouTube channel.
Kablamo.
We're going to put out all of these sources. And, you know, we have a nice little camera set up and stuff. And we're going to make some source videos that you can, you know, imbibe. Yeah. At your leisure.
There'll be some
video.
Green screen action.
Yeah, something happening
some
there.
Some exciting stuff. We're going to do our best to, like,
yeah,
do it good.
And it's something that we wanted to go into anyway. And it's just, it's nice now at this stage when we know that you guys are out there and the potential is there,
yeah,
that we can just be like, yeah, let's YouTube channel.
Throw up some visual medium, because you can't get everything across in a podcast.
Exactly.
So some visual medium wouldn't be too bad. Wouldn't break our hearts.
Another revelation or evolution of those conspiracy guys, we got a lot of requests about t-shirts or merchandise and stuff a few months ago at the start of the summer. And I, Gordo, went on a little bit of a fact-finding mission, I guess.
A fact hunt.
Yeah, a little nuzzle around merchandisers and trying to find the best solution that would not leave us in the doghouse.
Yeah.
Sitting in our apartment with boxes and boxes of different sized t-shirts with those conspiracy guys written on it.
Yeah, I'm wondering where the hell they should be going.
American football script or something like that. Yeah. Those conspiracy... Oh, it's an A, not an E, you know?
Yeah, is this going to St. John's, Newfoundland, or the other one, whatever the other one is?
So we weren't really prepared to do that kind of thing. So we found this great service, it's called Spreadshirt.com. And
very exciting.
Basically, you can go on to our Spreadshirt store, and you can choose from a host of different designs that we've commissioned from Fiverr artists.
Yeah.
So if you've heard of the website Fiverr, it was hard to communicate with some of these guys to get what was in my brain.
Yeah, I didn't envy you this job. This was a load of artists that you had to then try and commission conspiracy artwork off of.
Yeah, but like be saying like, so can you make it so that like baby Thomas Edison has like a toy elephant and Nikola Tesla is like crying, and but have him look kind of forlorn for the elephant. And then have like some electric wires coming to the elephant as if he'd been electrocuted, but it's a teddy bear. And then have Thomas Edison like smiling snidely. Can you do that?
Yeah. And then receive a load of replies saying, are you a maniac?
Yeah. Why are you doing this?
Yeah.
We're not putting Charlie Manson on a crucifix. Yeah. What the fuck is wrong with you?
No dead babies, no guns, no shootings.
I'm not putting...
No exploding heads.
Like the guys are like from like different countries, like some Swiss guys like, so you've wanted to put a dead baby on a t-shirt? That's not cool. Like, it's weird. Like
I was freaked out.
We've got t-shirts coming. On, and it's all
eventually
sorts of different merchandise and all sorts of different products, like get t-shirts, hoodies, hats, you know, like mugs and...
The Spreadshirt website
underpants,
cool. Yeah,
underpants.
They give us options to make all sorts of cool stuff.
Yeah, and you know, you can go in and you can buy that, or you could get a voucher for somebody if you wanted to get them a Those Conspiracy Guys present, or
I'm going to exclusively buy all my underpants from
I'm going to wear my own face on my underpants.
Yeah, that's all I want is conspiracy,
so that when
underpants.
A special person goes to see them, they don't forget who they're with or whatever.
Yeah,
it's just your cartoon face.
And if I'm ever, you know, renditioned, that they'll know when they strip me naked to throw me in the cage in whatever country
they'll know whose underpants to give back.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah,
whose are these?
It's my face on it, fool.
So it's nice that we got a new logo.
We like to dream. We like to dream.
We got a new logo done that's going to be launched with the first episode at Halloween. And that was done by Ramen Empire, a great artist on Fiverr. So thanks, Ramen.
Exciting
time. The new banner there at Ramen Empire. And yeah, I mean, it's just big changes here in the bunker.
Yeah, we're gonna also have a go at the website. Anyone who frequents our website might have noticed a bit of a change there.
Yeah,
that a lot of the news feed there, a lot of the kind of story articles have moved off. We're gonna start feeding a lot more kind of breaking news story articles, cool things to our social media pages
stuff. So like, the Facebook feed, Twitter, Pinterest, and like Google+. I don't know how many people out there use Google. We don't have many in our circles or whatever. Yeah. But we've got like, as at the time of recording, like nearly 1,300 Facebook people that are like reasonably active.
Yeah. That are cool, that throw us up cool links all the time.
Yeah.
And let us know about like live happening news events that we can then look into. Like,
so it's nice to be more active that way.
Yes. And thanks to all the people on there, like throwing up handy stuff.
Props, yeah.
Yeah.
And good source stuff that we can maybe retweet or use or, you know, take into a YouTube video and be able to like comment on it live.
Yeah, and different ways of thinking, different coming at it of the topics.
So it's nice that we're able to come to you at a different medium. The podcast is always going to be there, and it's going to be just as good. I mean, with some great topics coming up, like there's one on the murder of Kurt Cobain. That's right, I said murder.
Yeah.
We've got one on the
Jonestown
Massacre.
Yeah, that's going to be
a fucking...
That one's
I love that story,
freaking
man.
Freaking me out.
Crazy story. Yeah. Few different ones, a couple of different like celebrity assassinations, you know, a couple of scary ones, great scary one for Halloween. Yeah.
Some false flaggery, of course. Is there not false flaggery happening every 17 and a half minutes?
So, like, season 3's episodes, which is the main thing we do, obviously, really excellent. And the videos that are going to go along with them are going to be pretty cool, too.
Yeah, they're coming along nicely, the research and the formatting and the work on them.
So the news part of the website has been kind of demolished and... Yeah,
dismantled.
Yeah.
Website's going to be sourcing it. The website's going to be only sources. Straight up conspiracy information.
Yeah.
Like, but the stuff we're talking about, the stuff we're highlighting.
It's not sustainable to keep it as, like, a constant news feed.
Yeah.
I mean, you can go into Above Top Secret, which is a great website, abovetopsecret.com, if you want to go in and try and find out, like, breaking news stuff. And that's a crowd source. It's a
real community on there.
Community there, like, of information. If you want to go on and find out, like, what's happening today.
It's organic, it's good.
Like, what did Putin have for breakfast?
Yeah.
Them boys will know, you know.
What's he Putin out?
We're also going to be remixing all the old episodes. Well, I am.
Yeah.
We've got a brand new intro, as you heard at the top of the show. We're going to make, like, because these mics sound so good and we want to keep kind of a uniformity to the show, we're going to kind of re-edit them, remix them and put them back up again. Try and crisp everything up. We got a lot of kind of suggestions of, hey, like, make it louder and, hey, why is it so this and why it sounds like weird. We got one guy who's deaf in one ear.
Yeah.
And I sent him a message on how to make it mono. And he's like, oh my God, you changed my life, man.
Yeah, he changed all
his I was just hearing one of you talking.
Yeah.
And
blew his mind. He was like, these guys are really weird. They come at everything from like a half standpoint.
Yeah, I sent him a whole list of albums that he should re-listen to. I was like, Pet Sounds, Sergeant Peppers. He's like,
the
fuck is this? There's a whole lot. I was taught the Beatles were like really bassy for some reason.
There's like seven Wilson brothers. Like they're really well. I mean, there's less now.
I thought the Beach Boys were so squeaky. So yeah, all those are going to be all re-edited.
We have a lot of people out there. It's really cool that are saying their friends are getting turned on with this, and they're playing this stuff to their friends. So we want to have everything, like I said, uniformly as beautiful as everything else, so that when you're playing this to people, you can confidently throw it out to them and go, just have a listen and see what you think.
And we're finding now that we're paying for like hosting and stats and stuff like that, we're finding that people, as they find a topic that they like by accident, say they're typing in like Madeleine McCann podcast, they find our podcast, listen to it, and then go, oh shit, these boys are deadly. And then they go through our whole back catalogue.
Yeah.
But they can hear as they go back through the catalogue, they're like, oh, as I'm going backwards, the quality is getting progressively progressively worse as it goes back to the first episode. So, and there's some episodes like Ghosts and the Roswell incident.
Yeah, there was some technical difficulties.
Got cut off at the end and stuff.
Yeah, so, I mean, stuff it's like just, that. You've upgraded a lot of the gear, so that can happen.
And it's you know, it's baby steps, and we've been growing slowly. And this is just kind of like a shout out to you guys to say thanks a million for being there. And our final revelation is how we're gonna secure the future of those conspiracy.
Yeah,
kids.
how is all of this possibly going to happen when we haven't been that able to succeed at it so far?
Well, you know,
we've got our every 2 weeks getting an episode out, and we're on top of that. But
on it, like a carb on it.
The rest is hard, especially like a man down. The rest is a bit harder.
It's a lot harder, and it's a lot more time. And I've been working a job all year.
Yeah.
And putting all the money towards getting some stuff like together, like paying for the website, doing the hosting, getting the gear, doing all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I mean,
and I've been dropping out of life for the last 6 months, which was not easy.
It's our decision.
And has drained me financially quite badly, unfortunately.
We're living on the edge.
Yeah. Right, teetering on the brink. But that's, you know what? That's where you feel alive.
Exactly.
Right before your face hits the ground. Your brain
it's not
is
the
destroyed.
Falling that'll kill you. It's the sudden stop at the end.
It really is. The fall is bliss. Explicit. I'm sure. I've never paid for
the fall.
Yeah. I've been for that sensation.
So one of the bigger revelations is going to be our Patreon page.
Yes. This is Patreon, if you've never heard of it, which you may not have, is a crowdfunding thing. Like Kickstarter, like GoFundMe.com. It's a crowdfunding idea, but instead of being raising totals for one goal and boom, you get a big wedge of cash up front and then who knows what the hell happens. This is more subscription service. This is more constant patronage. And that allows us to kind of build better and build towards something a bit better. And that's what Patreon helps us to do.
Well, it helps a lot of different artists. Like, our page is patreon.com/thoseconspiracyguys.
That's
and
the one.
We think you should go and check it out.
Yeah, all like the show, everything's explained in there. All the
if you
want to
see
there.
A video of us acting a fool.
Yeah, the actual us. If you want to see our real
the
names.
Actual, our given Christian names. So
yeah, some people have asked what our actual names were. So if you want to find out, head on over, I guess.
Yeah, it's right there for you.
Begin stalkerage or whatever. But you know what? I stalk harder than anyone. So
yeah, Paul, you are a stalker.
Yeah.
Big time.
I'll freak you the fuck out. So don't worry about it.
His name is Paul, or as he's otherwise known. How did you get in here?
Yeah.
But Patreon is like a great service for artists like us, like podcasters, YouTube guys, you know, people who draw comic books or who, you know, write short stories.
Yeah, those walk off the earth are people who make music videos.
Yeah, musicians.
People who do dance videos. People who...
People who produce like small amounts of their art, not like a book or a movie or
a one-off thing
that'll work for Kickstarter. If you're trying to fund a movie and you're like, okay, I need like 60 grand to
this
do
is
this
my
thing.
Great project.
Yeah, it's a documentary on blah, or you know, if you have like a super invention that you're like, ever been fed up of splashing your hands with hot oil when you cook?
Yeah. I actually have been fed up with that.
Yeah, me as well. But if you have a Kickstarter, it's for a one-time thing where you're like, yeah, you pay for this one-time thing, that 10,000, like, I need $10,000 to make this product a thing. And if you give $30, you get a version of that product. So you're basically pre-buying it, giving them enough money to go ahead and do the stuff.
Or indeed, and make it and
make it
and distribute it.
Yeah, all this. And then they can start a business and then... You're kick-starting their business, you know?
Yeah.
So that's one business model. Patreon does it by incremental donations.
Yeah, so...
So we had a load of people asking us, can we donate to your... You know, we want to buy t-shirts. We want to give you money.
Or do one of those donation buttons and just throw some money in.
Yeah.
And that's cool. That's super nice of people wanting to do that. But
they don't really get anything back.
Yeah, we're not sure how we kind of plan with that and how we're going to budget with that. We can't kind of communicate with them about anything. And we can't kind of build towards anything.
Yeah.
And... do what we want to do, which is like make loads more episodes and do...
Be able to sustain like...
Yeah,
like
do the 5 to 7 million topics that we currently have backlogged.
Exactly. So with Patreon, if you're donating like a small amount, you're going to be entered into... like if you go to the Patreon page, you're going to be entered into a draw.
Mm-hmm.
There's merchandise to be won.
Yeah, there all the cool t-shirts we're talking about, the hoodies, the sweatshirts, the baseball caps. We have different tiers, different levels that you can come in at. And we're going to be giving away at every different tier, different prizes to people.
Yeah. And if you want to... At a certain tier, if you want to come and hang out with us on the Google Hangout, ask us questions. We're going to be online doing all that stuff.
The Google Hangout thing is very exciting. It's something where it's a live chat essentially, where we can just talk to each other and talk about what we've done before, where we're going, what new episodes we're going to do, what information we've come across. Kind of
you can share
well.
Stuff with
I mean,
us.
It can be conspiracy. It can be anything. I guess.
You know, what do you think about such and such a thing? If you wanted to like discuss some of the topics that were in our previous episodes and stuff like that.
Yeah, or whatever your favorite Nicolas Cage movie is. Like whatever the thing is, you know, that's a conspiracy. Yeah. Like,
so the Patreon page is something that's going to really change the way we do those conspiracy guys. And if you guys want to go on and have a look at it, we'd be really grateful. And like, please donate.
Yeah. Do what you can. Like all the information's there. We have all the different goals laid out of what we want to do and how we'd like to secure things and get the output up.
And there's different milestones that as soon as we reach them, we'd be able to kind of level up the podcast and the video output.
Yeah, and we will stick to the things that we say we will do in there. Head on over, have a look, see what you can give. Whatever you can afford. You can come in high, you can move to low, you can cancel any time, you can start to low, move to high for a month or two.
I think a lot of people who listen to the show are probably high.
Yeah.
Or you're on your way to work.
Yeah.
Or you're at work.
Yeah.
So that's what's coming up for season 3. That's our little prep for you guys. In the next couple of weeks, you're going to get your Halloween episode, and we hope you really enjoy that.
Yeah.
And
that's the state of where we're at.
That's what's happening. That's your update for those conspiracy guys.
That's the
guys.
Update. That's the blueprint. Happy 2015 to everyone. It'll soon be 2016 any minute now.
And happy Halloween, I guess.
Happy Halloween, folks.
Yeah,
it's going to
happen.
It's going to be fun trick-or-treating.
So we'll see you on the other side of the 30th of October for some brand new shows.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, check out the Patreon page. And thanks very much. I've been Gordon.
I've been Paul.
And you're listening to Those Conspiracy Guys mini episode.
Yeah.
Welcome to season 3, bitches.
Recap update. In your face.
Bye.
Bye.